This recording, Taiwan 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, there is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working directly at an old zone in the desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a separate private practice in North Square near the Dock Street Tower. That area was much nearly for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she fled the street. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a pair of yellow dress and a flashy jacket, put up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a gun waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be surviving from the rather from of foot and mouth disease, which it was a surprise, because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, each goose began to serve around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Horison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Come on was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried to gently stroking the goose lower back with her paw. And then, seeing a tongue for her, finally she administered either. Her efforts were not fruit in no time. The group began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to come on and give her a relaxed bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the group, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of pregnancy. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire, thought it was a fair price for a cause. "I was born in Taiwan. My family have 2 people, my father and my sister. My father now is living in Taiwan, and my sister now is living in California, Yobelinda. The town I grew up in Taiwan is, the name is Kaohsiung. It's south of Kaohsiung. It's a beautiful city and small. And my favorite movie is Kung Fu Panda, because usually people in Chinese people, parents, they want to protect their children, so they teach the children Kung Fu. Yeah. And my school life, in my school, I was not a very good student, but finally I still graduate. I'm very happy. Yeah. 曾经有一只小狗，它的名字叫做 Spot。有一天，这只狗跑不见了，它的主人非常的紧张。但是最后呢，他们还是找到它，而且非常的开心。